All right, we have a good question here. I'm going to read this one out for you. I'm happy with my current partner who supports my life choices. We have amazing kids together, supports my lifestyle, we have great sex. Then an unhappily married colleague comes to me, desperate for me, opening up about how they've always wanted me, etc. The energy they are offering is so huge, it has really captured me. I totally believe what they feel, and I can't stop thinking about them. I thought I had everything I would ever need, and now I feel so confused. How can I cut off these feelings as taking action is not an option? I am trying to stay in gratitude for expressing this desire again as it feels amazing. And as we get more attractive from this lifestyle, how do you cope with more people desiring you physically, especially when they're attractive, even though you have someone wonderful already? Okay, so this is a question from a woman, obviously, and she is sensing some desire, some extreme desire, some attractive desire from a fellow colleague, I'm assuming who is male. And they don't want to act on it, but they're like, oh, you know, like, how do we deal with that? You know, women love attention, all right? Guys, remember this. Women prefer attention than sex. And as men, we prefer, I can only speak for us straight men, we prefer sex versus attention. Now, guys, but no, that's not true. That's not true. Like my girlfriend, she loves sex. It's like, yeah, but she prefers attention than sex. If you gave even a nymphomaniac the choice between... Now, hear me out with this one. If you gave a nymphomaniac the choice between unlimited attention, an island where she lives, she can have unlimited attention, or the island next door where she gets unlimited sex, but no attention. Just totally ignored, no attention. Next, see you later. The girl will be like, nah, give me the attention island. Now, if you sold it to guys, hey, bro, there's two islands. You have a hypothetical choice to live on. One island, you get all the sex you want from as many different chicks as you want. And the other island, you get zero sex, but you get all the attention you want. All the girls go, wow, you're such a nice guy. Wow, you're amazing. But no sex. No wristies, no gobbies, no 4K double gob, nothing of that. All right, no sex, nothing, zero, nada, nothing, but just unlimited attention from women. What's every guy going to choose? He's going to choose the island where he gets the sex, and as soon as he comes, he goes, okay, I can get back to doing what I want to do, okay? So this is where we got to understand the difference between this distinct difference between men and women. It's not a good thing, it's not a bad thing, it's just an is thing, just like the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. Like, it's not good or bad, it just is what it is, okay? So understanding this is really important. So so this is easy for the woman. Like, you're getting the attention, right? You're just getting that attention. So just enjoy it, okay? Enjoy it. All my girlfriends, any woman living with me long term gets insane amount of attention from guys. You know, and often before they even come here, but definitely during and after. No, I gotta say this again. Every single woman who lives with me gets more attention, more masculine presence than they've ever had. Okay? That's just how it is. And they enjoy it. You know, that's why they look so good when they live with me. And that sounds arrogant, but it's just a fact. Women need attention, guys. Give your woman enough masculine presence. What, in this situation here, what this woman's getting is she's getting high-level masculine presence from a guy she finds attractive. Now, if her partner wants to keep her from straying, to keep her from ending up in that hotel bed on her hands and knees, getting slammed in doggy style with a hand around her neck and her ponytail getting pulled back tight. If he wants to prevent that from happening, then he needs to level up and match this fuckboy's level of masculine presence. This is what this guy is. This guy is just a fuckboy, and that's fine. It is what it is, but he doesn't care if he ruins, you know, their marriage or whatever. He's just like, he just wants to get his nut in, nut out, and he would be smashing heaps of other chicks as well, right? This chick here, this woman here, this lady, this female, this person here is just going to be another notch count for this dude, all right? He's just talking shit. He's just horny. He wants to nut. He wants to bust. And that's just it, guys. You know, if you know, you know, all right? So he's playing game. This guy's got game, and and this girl's feeling it because she's, you know, she's doing my protocol, she's increasing her ascetic, and when you do that, girls, you get guys coming out of the woodwork, right? Guys who previously ignored you are like, hey, baby, let's get married, blah, blah. It's just sex talk. It's just like, it's just horny talk, right? That's all it is. And girls know as soon as you bang a guy, they treat you differently, you know, often worse. Just to get that first nut in, okay, cool, see you later. Bye, babe. Pump and dump, hit and quit, smash, dash, or I don't have to be as nice to you because I got what I wanted. And girls who experienced it understand this. So, but if you've been married for a long time, or you've been out of the dating scene for a while, you might not know the fact when once a guy fucking gets his nut off, and he's like, yeah, okay, that's all I wanted was some sex, or some sex on tap, for as long as I want it. And I'll keep running through this chick until I'm bored with her, and I'll just rotate her out for the next girl. And that's what happens with women. They say, I'm dating this guy. And it's like, she thinks she's dating him, but if you ask him, he's just running through her. He's just smashing her. She's just another plate he's spinning until he gets bored with her and then rotates her out for another girl. And that's totally fine if that woman is understanding that's the situation and she's fine with it. She's like, I just want some hookups, but it's all good, you know. If she's fine with that, that's okay. Most women aren't really fine with that deep down. Most women prefer a relationship, a stable relationship where they get that masculine presence that they crave, they get that cock action that they crave, they get that friendship they crave, the boyfriend vibes they crave, the mentor, the alpha vibes, the provider vibes, the six human female needs that they get, that they desire. When they get that, that's what women want. When I'll quickly touch on those ones, it's the friendship. Women want friend, they want the boyfriend, they want the mentor, they want the fuckboy, especially when they're ovulating, or first, second day period, or, you know, whenever the girl's horny, she wants that fuckboy vibes, so you're going to be that. The mentor, we've covered that. The provider, providing money or a house or, you know, career direction, etc. Mentor and the alpha. Alpha meaning, you know, you don't let her mood sabotage your mood. You control the frame of the relationship. You control the frame of the house. She's trying to self-sabotage or just doing that feminine thing up and down. And you're just like, cool, whatevs. I'm doing this. This is how it is. These are my rules. You follow. I don't follow you. You follow me. And that's what women crave, that direction. Masculinity. Okay. Unfortunately, guys are like, no, let the woman make the rules. And then her moods, you know, she does something stupid and that just fucks up everyone's day or whatever. And it's just like, no, you got to control. You know, you don't let kids rule the roost. You don't let women rule the roost. You rule the roost, guys. All right. Otherwise, you suffer the consequences. A woman is a victim of her moods and emotions. She is governed and controlled by them. All right. And that's just how it is. All women like that, and that's fine. All right. Some women, that they're less on that spectrum, and some women are like 10 out of 10, just followed by moods, directed by moods and emotions, all right? And some women are more like a 1 out of 10, a bit more masculine, logical, and rational, all right? And then you got girls in the middle of the spectrum, okay? So you got to understand what girl you're dealing with, but always make the rules, guys. Putting your due time and effort and becoming a better man that can lead a woman. So this guy here, he's got a great fuckboy game, and he's got this girl going, man, I can't stop thinking about him. I haven't felt this for ages or maybe ever before, right? And maybe this guy's, you know, he's on dexamphetamines, he's on coke, he's on modafinil or whatever. He's just got that good, you know, lingo. He's got the mouth of the south game going on. And she's thinking about his mouth going south. And so that just creates this vibe. So I would say to this woman, enjoy the feeling. Understand if you did start boning, it would just be fuckboy sex. He doesn't really care about you because he knows that you're married and you got kids together, and he knows that women generally would feel some level of guilt about, you know, straying from a relationship like that. And if your husband did find out, I'm going to say he's going to be like, fuck you, see you later, I've made my sacrifices. Because here's the thing, most women are happy to be monogamous, okay? Most women are happy to do that as long as their needs are getting met. With guys, though, it's a different story. You can meet a guy's sexual needs, but he still has that sexual need of variety. Now, some guys, they're 10 out of 10 variety, and they just stay fuckboys for life. Some guys are 1 out of 10 for variety, and they can be like, yeah, I might, you know, have a chick here and there, or every few years, or, you know, whatever, you know? And some guys in the middle there. So for a woman who gets in a marriage situation or relationship, you know, she wins because she gets the baby rabies things ticked off. She has the kids. You're a mum now. So they're goals for women. Not many guys out there really want to be a dad, all right? We want to provide and guide, but the responsibility of being a dad and having your teenage kids think you're just a douchebag and they become bratty and self-entitled, that's not many guys' goals in life, you know? But every man wants to protect and provide. So there's many, many ways to do that. Okay, you don't have to be a biological dad to do that. There's many, many ways to do that. So in a marriage situation, women win. Guys don't. Guys generally lose, you know. And what most guys get out of a marriage is maybe, you know, what do guys really get? You know what I mean? Like, women dream of the wedding dress. Guys are like, oh, we'll fucking wear whatever, you know, unless they're gay and they're just marrying a beard. But, and that happens a lot. But so, but that's another topic. So understand, women out there, if you do stray, then that can really affect your relationship in a negative light. Because the higher a body count a woman has, the less respect she gets from men. I don't make these rules. I'm not saying this is right or wrong. I'm saying these are social narratives, okay? If a woman has a high body count, she is judged harshly by the men and women in her life, okay? Simple as that. It's simple as that. Again, don't make the rules. This is how it is. So that's why. But if a man has a low body count, he's also judged as to be considered a loser, a beater, a simp, okay? He ain't, girls like, oh yeah, you're nice, you're friend zoned, okay? Girls friend zone guys with a low body count. Guys sex zone girls with a high body count. What does that mean? A girl's got a high body count or whatever, the guy doesn't respect her. He'll bang her, but he won't relationship. He won't you know, marry her, wife her, or commit to her, all right, at a high level. He won't. He just will not, unless she's a beard for him. And if you don't know what a beard is a term used in the gay community for a wife or a girlfriend or whatever, a female friend that you have as a beard, as a disguise to hide your, you know, your homosexuality to your colleagues, your friends or family or your parents or whatever. So a beard is very common. I mean, me and Natasha, we walk around, we have a game, we just say beard, beard, beard. There's so many out there, and if you know, you know. Okay, so a lot of women with beards don't even understand that. That's another video, another topic. Where are we? So yeah, so most guys don't want to get married. You know, the marriage courts don't suit them. Blah blah blah. So that's why a lot of girls are extra pissed when if they find their woman stray. They're just like, fuck, I'm done. I'm out. I've put so much sacrifice. I don't want to do this. And now you're doing this. Fuck this. So that's, understand, it's more consequence if a woman strays than if a man strays. Women want fuckboys, okay? When a woman strays with a guy, she doesn't stray for a nice, innocent boy. She just strays with a guy who's going to pin her down and pound town, all right? That's what she's going to stray with. A guy that's going to make her feel sexy, hot, and excited, all right? Wet pussy sex doesn't happen with nice guys, all right? Look, when women stray, they stray with fuckboys, all right? So guys, understand how to be the fuckboy, okay? Understand that. The emotions the women want to feel when they're horny and ovulating a few drinks in them or a few lines of coke or whatever, they ain't going to go with a nice guy, okay? Unless it may be 16 and, you know, whatever. But a woman, when she's horny and she knows what she wants, she ain't going for a nice guy, okay? So guys got to understand how to level up to your fuckboy status, all right? That's why guys have to get some body count up there to have that fuckboy status and experience and vibe, okay? You can't get that vibe from being a nice guy. You touch a woman on the shoulder and she dries up because she feels your nice guy vibes, okay? Girls are happy to share a fuckboy, all right? Girls will fight over a fuckboy. Girls do not fight over nice guys. All right, go to Jersey Shore, whatever, watch those. They don't fight over nice guys, all right? They fight over the guy that can make them come. G-spot, all right? That's what they fight over, guys. Learn how to be that, okay? Women don't like douchebags, but they prefer a douchebag with dick game than a nice guy who's like, hey. You know, women cringe over that, all right? And again, that's another topic. We're getting off topic here, but just guys and girls listening to this podcast, this video here. So that's what I do here. To wrap it up, how do you cope with more people desiring you physically? Just enjoy the attention. Yeah, just enjoy the attention. Have gratitude for that. As you've mentioned, you have that. And understand, if you do stray as a woman, and if you do get found out, the consequences are going to be dire. All right, they're going to be dire. You're going to lose so much respect in that guy's eyes. He's made so much sacrifice for you. Women do not make the level of sacrifice for men that men make for women. Women, most women, 99% of women out there want to be in a committed monogamous relationship. 99% of men don't want to do that. So when they do that, they sacrifice their inner DNA, their fuckboy DNA. All right, this design to inseminate as many women as possible, nature's role and desire, and a woman's role is to get inseminated by the man she desires. Women can only have one baby every year or every 9 months or so they're more selective with that. So guys lose out in the monogamous relationship. So if a woman does stray, the guy's like, you're doing what I really wanted to do, but I haven't done because I'm trying to meet your needs. So fuck this, I'm out. Okay, does it make sense? What's an analogy? The analogy is like you're working at Dunkin' Donuts, all right? And you've got an employee who loves donuts, okay? He loves donuts. But the condition of the job is you can't eat the donuts because there's only so much flour and sugar and donut ingredients, and we have to make the sales, all right? And you're not eating the donuts either, okay? But you don't really care too much about the donuts. So anyway, this employee comes to work every day. Oh, fuck, donuts, donuts, donuts. I want some donuts. But I won't eat them because that's part of the job. But then one day, 10 years into the job, he's like, fuck, you've been eating the donuts? And you don't even really like donuts that much, but you just get a craving for a donut now and then. And I've been craving donuts every fucking day. And you're eating them? Fuck you. Fuck this. I'm out. Does that make sense? So you're like, yeah, donut, I could do it. I could do it, yeah. I prefer the donut smell, aka the attention. But the guys are, I don't want to smell the donut. I want to eat the donuts, aka sex. Guys want sex. Women want attention. Guys enjoy attention. Girls love sex. But preferences are, number one, girls want attention. Guys want sex. That's just how it is. Because in nature, if a girl's not getting attention, she's not safe in the jungle. Okay, the tigers might eat her. The next tribe next door might not have the best intentions for it, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so women feel safe and best with masculine presence. It makes them feel safe, whether it's from their dad, their brother, their work colleagues, their boyfriend, their fuckboy, their side guy, the simps on OnlyFans or whatever. Girls just need masculine presence, guys. It's a daily currency for them. It's an energy source women need every single day. That's why girls dress up, even if they're married and happy. They don't want to stray. They just want to dress up and get that masculine presence. Get that attention. Yes, I still got it. I still got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at me. Boom, boom, boom. Some people call it narcissism or whatever. No, it's just a female need. It's a big one. It's a huge one. It's unlimited. Women can have unlimited masculine presence. There's not a limit on that. It's unlimited. Okay, guys, understand that. So you think, oh, I'll give her all this attention. She still wants more. It's unlimited, okay? Unlimited. Now, if you want to be her fuckboy, learn how to be a fuckboy. Otherwise, eventually she'll go to fuckboys. If she has the opportunity. Women are as faithful as their opportunities allow. And as their hormones dictate, okay? So you got some women out there going, oh, well, I would never do that. It's like, yeah, they're just not that horny. And or they don't have the opportunity where they could get away with it, okay? And then you have women out there who are super horny because they just have a high estrogen, progesterone, pregnenolone, testosterone sort of base there, and they have the opportunity to go and fuck Chad in the paper room, you know, on lunch, and no one's going to know about it. Okay, so there's again, context, okay? As context is very, very important in life because people say, well, I wouldn't do that. And it's like, well, you couldn't do that. or you don't have the hormones that would drive you to do that. Okay, just like a guy who can't, or I can fight, and I restrain myself from fighting, all right? It's not like, well, I'm a nice guy because I can't fight. It's like, I'll be a responsible person. I can fight, and because I can fight, I understand the injuries I could inflict on myself, and so I restrain myself because I don't want to give someone a permanent life-altering injury just because they had a bad mood and my ego got triggered. And so I kick him in the face and, you know, so something silly like that, okay? It's just silly. So be the person who understands human emotions and has context and stuff like that. Hopefully that answers the question. If not, let me know. We'll do a follow-up on that one. But yeah, I understand our female friend here. This guy has got game. He's a fuckboy. And that's fine. And that's what you're making you feel good. And fuckboys know that. Girls only care about two things. how you make them feel, and what can you provide for them. And in this situation, he's providing good vibes, and she's thinking, maybe he can provide some good dick too. I'm curious. Boom, boom, boom. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. But if I was you, female lady, that sounds a bit wrong saying that. But I'll keep, this is private. This is a private question, so we're keeping this private. So my message to the females out there, the ladies out there, is I would recommend not straying, because if you do stray, it's okay, but you will just be, you'll lose respect in the eyes of the men you value the most in your life. So if it's worth that, then stray. If it's not worth that, get out that Hitachi magic wand, put the towel down, and let it rip. Full charge.